What is it that you're working on so furious?
I'm building a workflow of firing techniques. It's questions and responses, actions and reactions. It's a script taking you through the steps of firing someone.
Who's it for?
Well, theoretically, you could put it in the hands of anyone and they'd be downsizing immediately. All you have to do is follow the steps.
Natalie, what is it you think we do here?
We prepare the newly unemployed for the emotional and physical hurdles of job hunting while minimizing legal blowback.
That's what we're selling. It's not what we're doing.
Okay, what are we doing?
We are here to make limbo tolerable. To ferry wounded souls across the river of dread until the point where hope is dimly visible. And then to stop the boat, shove them in the water, and make them swim.
That is really impressive. You gonna put that in your book?
I gotta grab this. I'll meet you at the car rental.
Okay.
Hey, I was hoping I'd hear from you.
I'm in Hotlanta. I need a rib joint recommend bad.
Fat Matt's. Bring a bib.
You never called.
Well, I wasn't sure what was appropriate.
Appropriate? Ryan, I'm not some waitress you banged in a snowstorm.
That word has no place in our vocabulary.
I am the woman that you don't have to worry about.
This sounds like a trap.
Listen. The next time that you're worried about manners, don't. If you want to call, call. Just think of me as yourself, only with a vagina.
When am I going to see you?
Well, I'm out of Hartsfield into IAD with connection at ORD into SDF.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, tell me about it.
How long's your layover? They got multiples into SDF. Think you could push?
Yeah, I can push.
All you have to do today is watch and listen. When I talk about a strategy packet, you hand them one of those.
Sounds great.
So although I wish I were here with better news, the fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment at this company.
Why me?
What am I supposed to do now?
Am I supposed to feel better that I'm not the only one losing my job?
This is ridiculous. I have been a fine employee for over 10 years, and this is the way you treat me.
How you sleep at night, man? Huh? How's your family? They sleeping well at night? Electricity still on? Heat still on? Refrigerator full of food? Gas tank full of gas? Going Chuck E. Cheese this weekend or something? Not me. No, my kids, we're not going to do anything.
What do you suggest I tell them?
Perhaps you're underestimating the positive effect that your career transition can have on your children.
The positive effect? Make about 90 grand a year now. Unemployment is what, 250 bucks a week? Is that one of your positive effects? Well, we'll get to be cozier, because I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage on my house, so maybe we can move into a nice fucking one-bedroom apartment somewhere. And I guess without benefits, I'll be able to hold my daughter as she, you know, suffers from her asthma that I won't be able to afford the medication for.
Well, tests have shown that children under moderate trauma have a tendency to apply themselves academically as a method of coping.
Go fuck yourself. That's what my kids will think.
Your children's admiration is important to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, I doubt they ever admired you, Bob.
Hey, asshole, aren't you supposed to be consoling me?
I'm not a shrink, Bob. I'm a wake-up call. You know why kids love athletes?
Oh, because they screw lingerie models.
No, that's why we love athletes. Kids love athletes. Because they follow their dreams.
Well, I can't dunk.
No, but you can cook.
What are you talking about?
Your resume says that you minored in French culinary arts. Most students, they work in the fryer at KFC. But you bust tables at Il Picador to support yourself. And then you get out of college, and you come and you work here. How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams?
$27,000 a year.
And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy?
Good question.
I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives, guys exactly like you. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity here, Bob. This is a rebirth. Now, if not for you, do it for your children.
He just waltzes in and cuts in line.
We reserve priority assistance for our Hilton Honors members.
Promotions are great. You should check it out.
Hungry much?
Our business expense allots $40 each for dinner. I plan on grabbing as many miles as I can.
Okay. You gotta fill me in on the miles thing. What is that about? Are you talking about... frequent flyer miles?
You really want to know?
I'm dying to know.
I don't spend a nickel if I can help it unless it somehow profits my mileage account.
So what are you saving up for? Hawaii? South of France?
It's not like that. The miles are the goal.
That's it? You're saving just to save?
Let's just say that I have a number in mind and I haven't hit it yet.
That's a little abstract. What's the target?
I'd rather not.
Is it a secret target?
It's 10 million miles.
Okay. Isn't 10 million just a number?
Pi's just a number.
Well, we all need a hobby. No, I don't mean to belittle your collection. I get it. It sounds cool.
I'd be the seventh person to do it. More people have walked on the moon.
Did they throw you a parade?
You get lifetime executive status. You get to meet the chief pilot, Maynard Finch.
Wow.
And they put your name on the side of a plane.
Men get such hard-ons from putting their name on stuff. You guys don't grow up. It's like you need to pee on everything.
Oh, now who's stereotyping?
Fear of mortality. It's like, yeah, you're gonna die one day.
And why do you suppose that's singular to men?
Probably because you can't have babies.
The baby argument.
If I had that many miles, I would show up at an airport, look at the destination board, pick a place, and go. Closer. Way closer. Still closer. Closer. Okay. A little left. Okay, down a little. Too far. Up. Up. One more inch. I don't get it. Why does your sister want a fake photo?
My sister is kooky. She thinks this is charming. It's like the gnome thing.
No, I mean, why would your sister want a fake photo in front of the St. Louis airport?
Are you kidding, Lamp?
更多资料尽在人人听力网 www.rrtlg.com